it was really funny because I must have got I probably got about 60 or 70 emails and Facebook messages about, dude, did you see Superman just renounce the U.S. government? What's going on with that? And my first response was, you know what? Superman can go back to where he came from. Oh, he can. It was blown up. But I read the story and I thought, you know what? That was completely blown out of proportion, the whole part of it. I understand where we are as a government, you know, and things are completely – we're kind of at a crossroads right now. You've got – it's very much like the 70s. You've got 50% don't like, 50% like. There's issues going on right now. But I think people jumped on this and took it completely out of context because I read that and I absolutely understood what Superman was saying, going, you know what? I'm an ambassador of peace. I really shouldn't have – I don't represent the United States. I didn't represent the United States when I went over there. I represented people that want peace. And, you know, like when I think Jimmy Carter, when he went somewhere and Clinton went somewhere, people were freaking out over that because, you know, an American shouldn't go over there. But there is a time and place where – I think the love and quest of peace becomes a little more important than the country you come from. And I think people really blew off over that one. And after I read it, I thought, that was a little disappointing because I was expecting this huge, huge thing. And it definitely wasn't there. So, Brian, I'm curious on your views.
I find it not amusing. I guess that's the wrong word for it. I find it disturbing because I know that most of the people that – had a reaction to it like that, didn't even read it.
Yeah.
And most of the news outlets that were picking up that story and running with it didn't ever read it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes this thing where all of a sudden a backup story, which when you – and I'm glad that you kind of gave the details of it because when you listen to that, it seems reasonable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so the fact that most people have never heard those details.
Yeah.
But probably had this knee-jerk reaction of – you know, that's terrible. I can't believe it. Oh, he's a traitor to the country and all this kind of stuff. And I think the irony of it is that you have Superman in this story saying, you know, I'm kind of tired of the things that I do being used as this political, mm-hmm. you know, rallying point or this, you know, political lightning rod. And the irony of that is the story about Superman's action gets used as a lightning rod for political discussion. Yeah. So that just kind of proves to me that we probably don't deserve Superman as a – to call him an American.
Mm-hmm.
We probably don't deserve that because the things that he is trying to represent in a situation like this, we embody the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
And so it's – to me, it was almost like fitting that – you know, I kind of wish that like Dan DiDio or whoever would have come on and said, you know what? Your stupid reaction to that is exactly why if Superman was here, he wouldn't want to be associated. Yeah. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's just like everything has to be this thing to hate each other about. And it's like the fact that Superman doesn't want any part of that. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
And the fact that we reacted like the stupid characters in this story, it's just so terribly, sadly ironic. It's not even funny.
And I think the most interesting comments that I got and the way that I looked at it, because I was even showing my wife, because Amy's like, you know, so Superman's not an American anymore? What's going on? And I said, look at some of these comments. And she's like, wow, that guy's a really devout Christian, the one who made one of these comments. And literally the next message I got underneath it was from somebody that has never stepped foot in a church in their life. Then the most pro American ones were from people that I didn't even expect to say that. And then you've got people that are diehard Americans that you know, patriotism is, you know, they bleed red, white, and blue. We're turning around saying, you know what? I kind of agree with Superman in this one. And Republicans didn't like it. Democrats did.
Not that we want to go down the religious road here, but I got a big spoiler for people right here. And you've heard it here on Secret Identity. You can share it with your friends or not, but I've got a big spoiler. The big reveal here is, Jesus was an American.
Yo.
I don't know if everybody knows that out there, but if you believe in Jesus and you believe in God, neither one of those entities is from the old US of A.
Yeah.
So the fact that we get so God is American and God and Jesus is all about America and everything, it has nothing to do with America. So it's just funny to me that we are so proprietary about that. Like that's our Superman and that's our God and that's our Jesus. And it's just so, It's very ignorant in a lot of ways. So, and
I think more than anything, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think more than anything that Jesus was created by Superman. The Superman was kind of created with that Jesus image.
Absolutely.
And I think in this story, he displayed more of a Jesus than anything else. I mean, Jesus doesn't go around punching dudes in the face, but Jesus would be that one to stand and do that silent, quiet protest to prove a point and then, you know, go on the way. And Jesus always said, give unto Caesar what's Caesar's, God the Father what's his.